On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? This is a bonus podcast, Redskins Talk. We're going to give you a full audio rundown of the Redskins' terrible loss Friday night to the Denver Broncos in the third preseason game. If that's supposed to be a dress rehearsal, the play is going to be ugly. But as I wrote and as I said on our shows yesterday, it's entirely possible that they just look bad and it's the preseason and it won't look anything like that come week one in Arizona. As always, podcast is brought to you by Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You should ride with them. Check them out, oarsmanva.com. Let's get right into the audio.
Redskins won the toss, elect to receive. It's Greg Stroman on the return out across the 20-yard line as Alex Smith leads the Redskins offense out onto the field. 10 plays against the Jets last week. Redskins came away with 3 points.
He got banged around on the first pass play, which is good. You'd like to get hit, not too hard, just to sort of get the cobwebs out.
Adrian Peterson in the backfield wearing number 26, and he takes the handball from Smith. Second down and three from the 27-yard line. Three receivers set. Doxson split wide to the left. Smith pulls it in. Downfield. And down he goes, Adam Gatsis. In his third season out of Georgia Tech. Third down and eight following the sack. Smith running right, directing traffic. Now he fires. Craig Davis unable to hang on, so the Redskins will punt it away. Tress Way. Waiting back at his 8-yard line. What a kick. And it will be down by McKenzie at the 14-yard line. So
after it hits the foot of a Bronco, this is something where you just have to yell the guys away. So he's trying to yell. He said, look out, look out, look out. What, hits him in the foot?
Keenum out of the shotgun, third down and three. Split backs. And they keep it on the ground with Booker. And Devontae Booker able to pick up a Denver first down.
Redskins defense has to be an improved area up front. Daron Payne makes a world of difference. Matt Ioannidis hasn't played much because he's injured. Jonathan Allen, we've seen flashes of greatness out of him. Preston Smith in a contract year. Two guys inside. And, of course, Ryan Kerrigan has been the man on that defense for the last 3-4 years. Josh Norman, again, expected to have a terrific year.
He set it down. He's for the Broncos. This is Royce Freeman. And Freeman is wrapped up just shy of the 30-yard line by Daron Payne.
He is such a difficult person to block.
Third down and three. Keenum looking for Lindsey, who makes the catch for a first down. Out across midfield before he was brought down by Monte Nicholson. So the rookie out of Colorado gains 17 yards on the play. Keenum with time. Is made. Looks like first down yardage for Cortland Sutton, the rookie second round pick out of SMU. Third down and four. Broncos must get to the 28. And that was defensive play. And Fabian Moreau. And this was intended for Emmanuel Sanders.
Fabian Moreau last year, they're just going to let him play the nickel corner. Look at the recovery speed. I mean, Emmanuel's wide open. You see his ability to burst and get a hand on the ball.
50-yard attempt for Brandon McManus, who is 2 for 2 during this preseason. Marquette King, the former leader, punches it down. And the kick by McManus is good. The Broncos strike first here at FedEx Field, but they are held to 3 on their first possession. First and 10 from the 25-yard line. It's Peterson. And he's bottled down. He's about a half yard on the play.
I think he's still got a really quick step. As he moves to the left, you watch him put his foot in the ground and just plant and go up. He's not trying to outrun anybody. He lowers his shoulder. And the other thing is you want to check and make sure how well he continues to protect the football. Not known as a fumbler. Runs with a lot of power. Runs angry. But yet doesn't put the ball in the ground.
Second down and 10. From the 25-yard line. It's Peterson again.
Run him out, give him an opportunity, and then it's 1 foot in the ground, turn it upfield, and pick up the first down.
It's Peterson again. Bit of a stutter step. Gains a yard out to the 49, Justin Simmons. Made the tackle. Here he is once again, tripped up. Forces his way across the 40-yard line. Found there, made the tackle. Flags. Out of the throw.
This could be the new helmet rule. It's a possibility.
Walt Coleman, our referee tonight.
Personal foul. Lowering the hand and making contact. Number 51. Defense. 15-yard penalty from the end of the play. First down.
From the Broncos 45. Here's Peterson. Cuts to the outside. Inside the 40 to the 39. This is Peterson once again up the middle. Spins down to the 31-yard line.
Keep in mind, Ken, he has had basically 2.5 days in this system.
Here's Peterson. Down to the 27-yard line. Smith was hit as he got rid of the football. And now the Redskins facing a fourth down.
I think Jay might go for it here on fourth down.
Looks like he will.
Now, Alex has got time. The secondary just does a really good job of giving him no place to go with the football, and he winds up stepping up in the pocket. I like this.
Dress Way and Dustin Hopkins started out onto the field. They were called back. Fourth down and 3. Smith to the outside. Jordan Davis
going to be short.
Marked just short. Former teammates in San Francisco, Smith and Davis. But Davis was stopped just shy of the marker.
A little bit of confusion.
Keenan on second and 10. The catch is made by Cortland Sutton. 2,000-yard seasons at SMU. Sutton gains 27 out of Broncos first down.
That's what happens when you're 6'4".
Keenan to the outside. And he finds Thomas. Demaryius Thomas picks up another Broncos first down. Gain of 13. Second down and 9. From the Redskins 34. Penalty flag is thrown higher than the intended receiver Dunbar on the coverage. It's against the Redskins.
It's probably going to be against Quentin Dunbar.
Prior to the pass, holding number 23, defense, 5-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Second down and 5. Got the ball. It's Freeman. He's in. Touchdown. Ross Freeman. So the Broncos have scored on each of their first 2 possessions. Lead the Redskins 10-0 in 6-play, 75-yard drive.
Danny Johnson looking like he's nicked up a little bit coming off the field.
33 seconds remaining in the quarter. Redskins start from their 13-yard line of their third offensive possession. Off the hands of Gibbs out of the backfield.
Alex just looks a little bit out of sync tonight.
Second down and 10. Gibbs set up to the right of Alex Smith. Incomplete. Third down and 10. Red
Redskins must get to the 23 for a first down. Looking for Davis. Devontae Thomas in second season out of Michigan who got a piece of it.
Broncos secondary has done a good job covering the Redskin receivers.
Fair catch called for by McKenzie at the 40-yard line. Setting up good field position for the Broncos, who lead 10-0. 15 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 47-yard punt by Tressway. We get set for the second quarter. Pass was batted down by Mason Foster. So the Broncos will send out the punting unit.
That's the second time that a defensive player has either knocked the ball down or forced Case Keenum to change his delivery.
Marquette King out to punt, who's had an outstanding career in Oakland. Trey Quinn is back deep for the Redskins. Mr. Irrelevant, last pick in the NFL draft from the 16-yard line. He was tackled after crossing the 20. Redskins trailing 10-0. Adrian Peterson back on the field. Start from the 21-yard line. 8 carries, 35 yards for Peterson in the first quarter. And Smith fires, and he finds Paul Richardson. In the first quarter, Smith to Richardson for a Redskins first down.
Watch the decisiveness. Alex plants the foot, loads, and fires.
It's Peterson who tried to cut to the outside. He was wrapped up. Unable to gain yardage from the 31 on second down. It's Peterson. Four of the five starters remain in the game on the offensive line. Ty Anseki replacing Trent Williams at left tackle for this series. And now Peterson to the sidelines. Capri Biggs back on the field.
That was a really nice push by the offensive line.
On third down, the toss to Biggs. Oops. Got tripped up. Out across the 40. Looks to be just shy of a Redskins first down. Chance for Adrian Peterson from this Redskins crowd.
I would think that he's going to get the ball.
Is that the worst kept secret in the building right
now? It probably is, yeah.
Richardson for a Redskins first down. Take it down at the 24-yard line. A 21-yard connection. Rob Kelly in the backfield. His first carry. And Kelly takes it to the 19-yard line on the Denver Broncos. Second down at 5. Here's Kelly again. On 3rd and 4, Smith. And he'll be stopped short. This time they send out the field goal unit. 33-yard attempt for Dustin Hopkins, who went 5 for 5 in the win over the Jets last week. Hopkins nails it. So the Redskins are on the board. They now trail by 7. Big first half for Adrian Peterson in his Redskins debut. 11 carries, 56 yards for the future Hall of Famer. Downfield. And Sanders makes a spectacular catch. Second down and 5. On the end around, it's Sanders. Inside the 15. Stoneberry to the end zone. Touchdown.
That's a case of two things, Kenny. Lousy tackling and great run. Determination.
Paul McCoy with his helmet on. He will head out onto the field with Redskins offense. Third down at 11. A good stand for the Broncos defense. Redskins will punt it away. Sanders with 4 receptions. 61 yards. As that pass was batted down, Tim Settle got a hand up and then nearly picked off on the deflection. Fifth round pick down for Diddy Tech. Third down at 5. Marquette King back to punt for the second time. Trey Quinn is deep for the Redskins. Loss of 9 on the sack by Lanier. And 15 more yards on the penalty. Flag is thrown as Quinn takes it out to 34. Turns up field. Out
to the 45-yard line. They let another return. We'll check on the flag.
During the kick, holding number 30, return team, 10-yard penalty, first down.
That's on Troy Apke. Colt McCoy, the Redskins, first and 10, 24-yard line as the catch is made by the tight end, Matt Flanagan, the rookie out of Pitt, also spent some time at Rutgers. They're down at 8, McCoy in trouble, down he goes. Back at the 36-yard line, DeMarcus Walker, 57, in there with a lot of pressure. Way in trouble with the snap. Gets it away. Another terrific kick. Although it passes into the end zone for a touchback.
This is the end of the first half.
With the Broncos leading the Redskins in preseason game number 3 by the score of 17-3.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Welcome back. Halftime, FedEx Field. Broncos lead the Redskins by a 17-3 score. Preseason game number 3. Kenny Albert, Joe Theismann, Adrian Peterson, the story of the first half for Washington.
He is the first half. The way he ran the football, the decisiveness that he made cuts with, and just the way he carried himself. I mean, he raised the enthusiasm of the football team completely.
Second half underway as Hopkins kicks off, taken out the 6-yard line by Lindsey. And he's out across the 25 to the 26. Chad Kelly now in the game at quarterback. You may remember his uncle Jim.
Chad Kelly's going to be the backup. He's moved ahead of Paxton Lynch as the second string quarterback.
And this is Harrison on the reception. First down and more. Sixth round pick in 2017 out of Coastal Carolina.
Adonis Alexander gets trapped inside. He rides the wide receiver down a little bit too far, allows the back to get outside of him and turn up the field.
Off the fake to Lindsey. Kelly running right. And he falls. It was deflected. But not picked off in bounds. Anthony Tejada. Third down and 17 for Chad Kelly and the Broncos. And it's Alexander who makes the tackle. So the Broncos will send out the field goal unit. So here's McManus out to attempt a 45-yard field goal. He hit from 50 earlier. McManus from 45 just inside the left upright. So the Broncos extend their lead for head coach Vance Joseph. Early third quarter in preseason game number 3. Way pumped in from the end zone. Lindsey will let it bounce. Takes a Redskins roll out of bounds around the 42-yard line. Now the pass with the reception. A flag is thrown. Kelly to the end zone. And it is off the hands of Brian Parker. Broncos tight end. Mattis connects from 34 yards out. His third field goal of the night. After a nice tackle by Sean Dion Hamilton, helped pull the Broncos to 3, not 7. So here we go with the sack of Colt McCoy. John Brown, who led the the Redskins in tackles last season, and now the Redskins forced to punt yet again.
And John Kling, the right tackle, just gets run around, and they're throwing around Colt McCoy like a rag doll here. He's just not getting an opportunity to be able to do anything. It's the speed of the Denver defensive outside rushers that have created a problem.
Way's sixth punt taken by McKenzie at the 33.
There's a flag.
Blocked out at the 37-yard line by number 37, Fish Smithson. 47-yard punt, three on the return.
There's no foul on the play for a legal block in the back. First down.
Third down and six. Kelly's pass is caught by Williams. Nice move, and he picks up the first down. Inside the Redskins 40 to the 37-yard line. Finally brought down by Troy Apke. Three quarters of the books here at FedEx Field with the Broncos leading 23-3. We start the fourth quarter. Third down and 13 for Kelly. And the Broncos catch is made by River. After the tackle. Broncos setting up now, Joe, for a 56-yard field goal attempt. McManus hit from 50 earlier.
Yeah, not in Denver. This is sea level.
His career long in the regular season is 57. And this kick has the distance. Plenty of room. 56 yards out. McManus now 4-for-4. He's hit from 34, 45, 50, and now 56. Kevin Hogan now at a quarterback for the Redskins. First down. And coming back to make the catch is Donovan Kitchie, the rookie out of Texas Southern.
Kevin Hogan does everything he can to avoid the pressure, and it's almost like a desperation heave at the end.
40-yard connection.
First play. Picked up the 40 yards.
Holding defense. Penalty for
holding
play
against the defense.
Sure, he puts this ball right out in front. Jimmy Cobbs hangs on. The touchdown.
First in over eight quarters for the Redskins. Second quarter of the preseason opener in Foxborough. Hopkins just inside the right upright. Jimmy Cobbs Jr. looking to earn a spot on the Redskins roster. Paxton Lynch now in at quarterback. Lynch and first and 10 as his pass bounced away from Corey Brown. Paxton Lynch, first round pick two seasons ago, 26th overall. Started two games as a rookie and then two again last year. Now number three on the depth chart. 5.5 to play. First and 10 from the 30-yard line for Lynch and the Broncos. This drive started back at the 8-yard line. Broncos have controlled the ball for over 8 minutes. As that pass winds up incomplete. Third down and six from the 16-yard line of the Redskins. Lynch to the end zone. And it's just out of the reach of Corey Brown. In the right hash, 34-yard attempt. So like Dustin Hopkins for the Redskins last week against the Jets, McManus is 5-for-5 tonight against the Redskins. First and 10, 25-yard line for Hogan and the Redskins. And Hogan will pick up the first down.
As we see Capri Beard's best out.
As we hit the two-minute warning, we'll check back with Clinton. As Bibbs ran for 38, Clinton busted into some play-by-play. First and goal for the Denver 4.
Are doing inside the play.
Hopkins connects. Now 29-17 Broncos, 25 seconds remaining. Lynch will take a knee. That will do it. So the Broncos win for the first time in the preseason after losing their first two. Redskins drop to 1-2, but they scored 2 fourth quarter touchdowns. Fall to the Broncos 29-17. So one preseason game remaining for both teams. Redskins in Baltimore next Thursday.
All right, well, there you have it. A couple of highlights interspersed with a ton of lowlights. The real highlight of that game was seeing Adrian Peterson back on the field and look like a real serious option for the Redskins this fall. If he can stay healthy and run like that, who knows what can happen. All right, I got to talk to Adrian Peterson. We're going to play that interview now. You guys can hear him describe that game. He played 11 carries for 56 yards as only decent and just knocking the rust off, which if he's correct, that could mean some pretty incredible stuff later this fall. Again, make sure you're checking out our folks over at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia, specifically Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. They got it all. They got Camrys, Corollas. You get a Tundra, a Tacoma. It's back to school time. Go get a minivan. Garv is the GM over there. He'll take good care of you. Check them out, OarsmanVA.com and Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. All right, here comes Adrian Peterson. Adrian, not a very pretty result for the football team tonight, but you back on the field, 11 carries, 56 yards. How did you feel about your game?
I felt like it was decent. You know?
Decent?
Yeah, it was decent. It was a couple runs out there that I felt like I left some yards on the field, but it was good. You know, missing training camp and OTAs, 3 days of practice under my belt, it was good to get out there and try to get in a rhythm with the offensive line and knock some of the rust off my legs as well.
You told me at Joint Base Andrews that was really your goal for this game, was to knock the rust off. Yes. Do you feel like you need to get carries next week in the fourth preseason game, or are you turning your focus now to week one in Arizona?
Whatever Coach Gruden asks, you know, I'm going to do. But I felt good out there. My cardio was good, my wind, my legs felt fresh. I just know when I'm at my peak level. And I feel like, having these extra 2.5 weeks is going to be really good for me.
And do you feel like you've now cemented the role with the top unit? I mean, you were the first play of the game. You got the ball. How do you feel about your role going into the season?
I feel pretty good, you know, but there's still a lot to have to learn and just a lot more preparation ahead of me. So I'm just going to continue to take it one day at a time and build from there.
Are you catching up on the offense pretty quick?
Yeah, I'm catching up pretty quick. Coach is doing a great job of keeping me late and really pressing it. And, me just spending time after work going through the playbooks and the protections and things like that. So it's been going well.
Hard to argue with AP, man. That dude is just so cool. And if nothing else, it's cool seeing that level of running back. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a star. And if he can keep it going for the Redskins, they may have very much lucked into something. All right, this has been a bonus podcast. This is JP Finley, Redskins Talk. Make sure you're following our Instagram page at Redskins Talk Pod on Instagram. Find us. We're putting up all sorts of behind the scenes footage from the podcast, both in the stories and in the pictures. And that's going to be the first place the podcast gets posted. I know a lot of our listeners are like, yo, I need the pod. That's the first place you're going to find it every time there's a new podcast. We're going to go hardcore. We're going to figure out all our new ambassadors Sunday afternoon when Taylor and I get done with practice. And until then, make sure you are riding with Oarsman Automotive Virginia. We ride with them. You should too. Lastly, if you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.